Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to do tomorrow's daf, which is Lamed Daled, but we're going to start on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 9, 10 lines to the bottom. It's on the last one of the line is Hahuda Amar, and then it starts Hahuda Amar Lechavre. Okay? So now we're talking about another Maisa when it comes to Cheskas Karkos. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Shas Sugya of the Nascha de Rabbi Abba, the Ignat of Rabbi Abba. I don't even know what Ignat means, but that's how the article translates. I think it just means like a silver piece or some sort of, it's the Nascha. We'll just leave it at that. Okay, so what's the case? Hahuda Amar Lechavre. Guy says to his friend, My Bais Bahara, what are you doing in my property? So Amalei, so the Gmachzik says, I bought it from you, and I sat here for a minimum of 3 years. I sat here enough time to create the chazaka. And what? Not only that, but I see chad sahade da achat lashani. He brought one witness that he sat there for 3 years. So the Rishonim say he only has one witness. It's vadai that he doesn't have a chazaka on the karka. Shaila is now, what about, because you need two witnesses to establish. What about the peros? What's going to be with the peros? So we're going to see a Rashbam that's going to lay it all out. Right? Rashbam says, you'll see in a second. So he says, so Sabur Rabbanan Kameda Abaye Lememar, the Rabbanan who sat in front of Abaye, thought to say, Hainu Nascha de Rabbi Abba. This is similar to the case of the Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Nascha de Rabbi Abba, we're going to say what it is, but the end up of the case is that Mitosha Hinu Yachal Ushav Mishalin. Guy is a Chiv Shvua. Since he can't make the Shvua, he'll have to pay. Right? That's the din of Mitoch. So they thought that this is similar to the case of Nascha de Rabbi Abba, and therefore, what their Havamina was, is that the Machzik has to make a Shvua, should have to take some Shvua on the fruit. He can't make the Shvua, and therefore he would have to pay for it. It's clear, though, although we've shown him say that he has no claim on the Karaka, because he only has one aid. Okay. So what's the case? Right? Nascha de Rabbi Abba, the Hu Gavra, he had this guy. He grabbed the item from his friend. Okay, I walk up to you and I grab the item from you. Okay, so us kameh Rabbi Ami, they came in front of Ami, who have a yasid Rabbi Abba kameh, and Rabbi Abba was sitting in front of them. And I see chad sahad the michtav chad v'minei. I grabbed it from you, and you bring one witness to testify to that fact, and that witness saw me grab it from you. All right. So normally when you have one witness. What is a whole machlokas of what the power of one witness is? But you normally have one witness; it can't make a chi of mamon, but it makes you to make a shvua. So I would have to take either if I deny that I took it from you to begin with, I'd be putter because you have no proof. But or if I admit, what's the case here? What happens here? Amrlei in chotvi, you're right. I agree with you witness. I did grab it from you. However, vididi chotvi, it was mine. That's why I grabbed it. It was mine, so I grabbed it. So Amar Rabbi Ami asks, Hechi Nidonyo, what Nidonyo Dayani Lahidino? What should the Dayanim do in this situation? So let's read this Rashbam, he's going to explain. There are basically four scenarios. Three scenarios were clear what the halach would be, and this is the fourth scenario where we're unclear. So you look at the top Rashbam. If there were two witnesses that saw me, that testified that I grabbed the item from you, then there'd be no shayla. I'd have to pay. Two witnesses, I have to pay. She'ein adam neman lachtof davar miyad chaveiro v'lomer sheli ani chotef eli imkein yishol edim. I'm not believed to say it's mine unless I have witnesses that this was mine to begin with. Right? The hemin mamon al cheskaso, because we keep the mamon in the chazaka. V'zeh hamuchzak bo ein adam yachol lehil tziyum imen av l'raya. I grabbed it from you. I can't take it from you without a raya. Right? V'achotef imen av gazlan gomer. And I'm considered a gazlan in this case. That's scenario number one. Inami, lo hayekan eidecha. There was no witnesses at all here. Shechatov. Ki amar nami chatvi vididi chatvi. And then I say, you know what? You claim I stole it from you? I did steal it from you, but it was mine. In that situation when there's no witnesses, mehemen, I would be believed that it's mine because migo di have amar lo chatvi. I have migo that I could have denied it. So believe me that it's mine because I could have just denied it because there are no witnesses here. That's scenario number two. Scenario right, Share Anu Rome also looks up a mamon. Inami, what's the third scenario? Iko chad, what's the base? Iko chad eid shechotov. One witness saw that I grabbed it. Ilu hayazem machisho, if I would contradict this witness and tell him and say, lo chatapti, I didn't grab it, hayanishbash lo chatov, lahachisha eid, it would be a chiyuv on me to make a shvua. Why? The eid echad kamu l'shvua. The lach is an eid echad is not motzi mamon, but it creates a chiyuv shvua. Right? Ubegimel drachim halalu hayu dina pashat. So I would have to make a shvuah. If I make the shvuah, it's mine. If I don't make the shvuah, I have to give it back to you. Those are the three clear scenarios. Abal hacha, but in our case, the ika id echot shechatov, we have a witness that testifies that he grabbed. V'zeinu machisho, and I'm not contradicting that witness. Elamodesh shevadai chatov v'didi chatov. Hechali don edin lahaydino. So I admit that it's mine. I admit that I stole it, but it's mine. So what's the situation? What's the din in this situation? So now we can go through all the what are the possibilities? Possibilities either you pay your putter or you have to make a shvua. So the Gemara says, number one, lishalem. Maybe the guy should have. Maybe I grabbed it from you, and there's one witness here that I don't contradict. Maybe I should pay, but why should I have to pay? Vekatre sahadi. There's no chiyav mamun here because there's no two witnesses to establish it. So I can't pay. Lifterei patrmi. Say I'm putter because migo I could have claimed that I didn't grab it at all. It's impossible to make that claim. There's an aid here. There's an aid here that does make the claim. Ika chatzahade. Chatzahade. There's one witness. Aye, so what does a witness force me to do? A witness forces me to take a shvuah. So lishtaba, the Gemara says. Let him make the shvuah. Ha amar, the Gemara says, you can't say that. Ha amar michtav chatva. The came in the amar the chatva have like a gazlan. It's a big to-do about what those words means, but we'll say it outside first and we'll look at the Rashbam. Basically, the way the Rashbam explains it, I admitted to the aid, to you, that what the aid testified. I admitted that I stole it, that I took it. What does an aid force me to make a shvuah? The shvuah that the aid echad makes me take is to contradict the aid. I can't make a shvuah to contradict the aid here because I admitted to what the aid. I just gave a teretz as to why I did it. And that's a little tough as what the word came into Amr Dechat to have like a gazlan. So look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, he says, Lishtaba, it's the fifth wide line. Lishtaba es ha-shvuah she'eim l'chayvo in yachol, v'hamodi d'chotof. I admitted that I grabbed it. V'eim l'chayvo lishtaba shalo chotof l'hachvish ha-aid. The aid is m'chayv in yashvuah, but I didn't, to contradict the aid. Right, the Hachim Ashma Krux, the Pasuk says, lo yokom aid echad v'ish l'chol avon l'chol chatas, l'shalem mamom. Shehu kofer aid mechayv lo yakum. An aid hacha is not good enough to make a chiyuv mamon. Aval kam hu l'shvuah, but he creates a chiyuv shvuah. Lahachish es ha'aid shelo chotav b'mamon zeh, and the shvuah is to contradict the aid. The gabei hach shvuah apostle he's apostle like a gazan it's called shvuas. He's apostle to make the shvuah like a gazan is apostle against to all shvuas because he can't make it. He can't make the shvuah. Other rishonim say no, he's considered a gazlan because he has witnesses that he stole it. We learn with the Rashbam, he's apostle like a gazlan. So what's the story? So he has to make a shvuah. So Gemara says, Amar hu Rabbi Abba, having mechuyev shvuah, he's chayav to make a shvuah, she'ni yachol lishava, and he can't make the shvuah, because he's not, because he admitted to what that he stole it. The kol mechuyev shvuah, she'ni yachol lishava mishalem, and anyone who's chayav to make a shvuah, and then they can't make the shvuah, they have to pay. There's a big, just on the side, there's a chakira in the yeshivas, as what does it mean, what does a chayav shvuah do? What's the power of an eid echad? Is the power of an eid echad really that it's a chi of mamon, just like shnei eidim, just you have a patur by of a shvua? It's meaning either you pay or you take a shvua, or it's that he doesn't have any power to be hotzi mamon, just has the power to force you to take a shvua. So the nafkaminas go on. Maybe we'll see it soon. But the first way basically says he has the same power of the shnei eidim to force the chi of mamon. Just you have a patur of saying either you pay or you can take the shua to get out of it. So, that's the case of Nasa the Rabbi Abba. So Tosos asks a question, Nasa the Rabbi Abba, I just want to mention it because it sort of comes into what we discussed a little bit yesterday. Tosos says, and all the Rishonim ask, you look at the Tosos, Habi Mechuy Yeshua Ve'en Yochol Lishava, he says, Ein Yochol Lishava Shrei Mode, right? He says Rashbam in two words, Shehare Mode. It's the second Tosos on the Omid. Okay? He says, Ve'im Tomar, Ve'lehemne B'Shua, Ve'mayda Omer Didi Chotvi, Ve'migudi Iboy Omer Lo Chotvi. Let him have a migo. Why? Let him take. What would be the case? Let him. Let us believe him that it's really his, right? Because let him take a shvuah now. Let him take the shvuah. The shvuah that it was his that he grabbed, because he could have said lo chatvi. Had he said lo chatvi, he would have. Let's say he would have said lo chatvi. He would have contradicted the aid. He would have taken a shvuah. And would have been putter. So he has that migo that he could have made the claim and then been putter with a shvuah. So let's bring that claim over here and let him take a shvuah and be putter. So some Rishonim say, so I think that's how you read the question, right? The sorry? Ve'imtomer, ve'lehemedi b'shvua, let him take a shvua, b'amai da'amr didi chatvi, b'migo di boy amr lo chatvi. Because if he would have said lo chatvi, he would have taken a shvua. Right? He would have been able to take a shvua, so pull that over here. So I just want to, what the Reis says that you can't do that because it's, once there's an aid in front of you, it's amigo da azza. It's too brazen to say, to make that claim. He never would have said, I didn't do it. He may have, but you can't bring over amigo of a brazen claim. To say that I didn't take it, when there's a witness that says I did take it, it's ha'azah. So we don't say amigo da azza. But if you go a little further down in the Tosos, lechach nira kamosha piris rivam. So it's about 15 lines, I guess, from where they get wide. So the first word on the page, on the side, is lechach nira kamosha piris rivam. I don't know if you tell me, let me know if you got it. Yeah, you have it? Okay, so lekach nira kemosha pirish rivam, devade habe migo. It's definitely amigo, ulahachi patri Rabu Shmuel. Rabu Shmuel argue on Rabbi Abba, and they say that in this case, the guy's putter. They don't hold a mitoch, right? Lekach nira kemosha pirish rivam, devade habe migo, ulahachi patri Rabu Shmuel, de netman b'shua b'migo di iboy amr lochati. He would have this migo. But Rabbi Abba savar afa gab di isle migo, Chayav, even though he has this migo, he still chayav to pay. The kevan the ikar echad hamechayav shvuah in the Torah. Since we have an aid echad that's mechayav hamashvuah, kain hu adin she yishav lahachish es aid o yishalim then ain mobil lo migo lipater. Since there's an aid, he has to make the shvuah and he can't believe with the migo. So what is the Rivam? What's the Rivam saying? So if we talk about, I think we can answer this. Rav Chanan says the same thing based on what we did yesterday. Yesterday we talked about two different ways to look at amigo. Do we say that amigo is a din of, you know, a psychological thing, that it's a din ne'emanus? Or do we say it's koach hatayna? You bring over the pat, what he had over there, and bring it over to here. So if you say it's koach hatayna, so what does that mean? Whatever ne'emanus he had there, you bring over here. But he didn't have the ne'emanus over there. He only had the ne'emanus previously if he would have made a shvuah. But he never took that shvuah. So what are we bringing over? We're not bringing over a claim that would have potted him. It only would have potted him had he taken the shvuah. That's what the Rivam says. He was mechuyev in a shvuah over there. So you have koach ne'emanus, koach hatayna. Bring over that claim to here. What does that do for him? It does nothing because he didn't take the shvuah. So if you bring over that koach, that claim is powerless now because it lacked the shvuah. Rav and Shmuel might say that it's just, Migo means, like we had the other side, that Migo means it's just a psychological thing. Believe him in this claim, because he could have made another claim that would have pottered him. He could have made the other claim and made the Shua, so he has a Migo here also. Alright? Look a little confused. Does that make sense? Oh, okay, fine. Fine. That's that. That's what the... So now we think that our case, again, what was our case? Guy says, why am I in your land? I say I was here and I had one witness that testifies I was there. So we think it's the same way, it's the same case as our case, as this Nathan Rabbi Abba, meaning I can't own the property because I don't have two witnesses. I don't have to pay for it because I have one witness supporting me. Why should I pay? I can't own it because I don't have two witnesses. I need to take a shvuah, but I can't take a shvuah because I'm not contradicting the aid. So Abaye says, what are you talking about? Amalei Abaye, me dummy. The cases aren't similar. Why? Hasam sahade la'ori ka'asi. In the case of Naskud Rabbi Abba, the witness is against me. And the key asli achrina bahade mafkina lamine. If another witness would come and join that first witness, I'd be up the creek. I would have to pay. But here, hacha, in this case, I'm the one who brought the witness. Lisiyu ka'asi. I brought the aid to help me to get a cheskas karka. Ki asa achrina mokmin labiyadei. If I brought a second witness, not only would I get the peros, I would get the karka, right? I would get the karka, and I wouldn't have to pay for the fruits, right? So too here, on the peros, I shouldn't have to be forced to pay for the fruits based on my witness. If my witness wasn't there and said that I sat there for the amount of time, right? If there was no witnesses, and the guy said it's mine, and I would say, I bought it from you, I would be believed with amigo. Believe me, I bought it from you. Migo was always mine, because you have no witnesses that it was yours. Now that I brought one witness that says that I sat there for the requisite amount of time, I'm going to lose out. Abaye says that can't be the scenario. So again, I don't keep the karka because I don't have two witnesses. I don't have to pay for the payros. So Abaye says, what's the case of Naskan to Rabbi Abba similar to? Eli Idamia had the Rabbi Abba. What's the case similar to? L'chad sahada, ul'tarte shni ul'peri. The case would, it's like very cryptic, so we have to read the Rashbam. He says a case is similar to if I brought one witness for only 2 years, and the issue was the peros. What's the case? So look at the last long Rashbam. Okay, so what's the case? Kegon Ruvein detave l'Shimon. Okay, you're Ruvein, I'm Shimon. You claim to me, right, that what am I doing in your land? You say that I stole your land and I ate the produce for 2 years. He says, no, I say that to you and I bought it from you. I don't have Eide Chazaka. What would be the din? The dinahu lahadri ara lemara mikavon the lesle Eide Chazaka. I'd have to return the property to you because I don't have Eide Chazaka. Ulepeiri mishtaba de bezvin achilton. But by the comes to the peros, I would have to swear that I have to swear that I bought them from you, right? The kaimelan of pesha aser, who's your pesha hitter, right? Because I could have simply denied it, but here I say pesha aser, pesha hitter. Junior high school's good, no? Did you go through this already? Okay, we're sort of finishing up Amud Aleph, but so you'll get to the next part. We're in the last Rashbam. So he says, "V'alpa gavdim," right? So he says, "The kaimel pesha is better." V'alpa gavdim mahadilei la'ara peirul mehadar. I wouldn't have to pay back the fruit. The haleka sahadi the achla peirus, because you have no witnesses that I ate the fruits. You have no witnesses, so you can't claim, you can't take it out from me. The migul the achla name or lo achik klal the achla name and nami achla besvini. So I have a migul to say I never ate them. Therefore, you believe me that the peirus are mine. The less lay ala el shvua, and I would only have to make a shvua to that effect. About iiko sahadi the achla peiri tartin shnin. What happens here? What happens if you would have, again, we'll go through the scenarios. What if there were witnesses that testified that I ate the peros for 2 years? I would have to return the peros as well, because Rav Nachman, the Amar Hadra, Arav Hadra Peri. Like Rav Nachman said before, if you have to give back the property, you have to give back the fruits. But I see Ruvein, so what happens? I bring, you following? Yeah. So I bring, good? I bring one witness. I see Ruvein, the Achel Peri Tartan Shon. I bring one witness that I ate the fruits for 2 years. Now this isn't coming to help Shimon, because this doesn't do anything for Shimon. It doesn't help him with the karka, and it doesn't help him with the peros, because all it does now is get rid of my migo. Right? So Shimon admits, yeah, I did eat it, but it was mine. I bought the karka and the peros, I just didn't keep my shtar. So how who the ikla dumui the Rav Abba? This is similar to the case of Rav Abba. The Amrinon, Heikhli the Nine Dino Hadina. What's the din? Let's say, what should we do? Force him to return the fruit? Leka Tre Sahad Dachlinu. There's no two witnesses that told him to eat it. That said that he ate it. The Imishim the Odi, and if you say because he admitted, Hatan the Amr di Diachli. He said it was his. The Chiay Gavna Leka Hodali Chiyuve. There's no Hodah to force that says that he's Chayev. He said it was his. So let's say he's Pater, Niptere Bimigo. He can't have an amigo because the eid is against him, right? So let him make a shvua about the eid echad. Because if there was two, he would have to pay money. If there's one, he has to take the shvua. The kol makom shnayim mechayvim l'samamo and echem mechayvim l'shvua. But here the same thing. But look at the last line. Kamodi the achol. He admits that he ate him. Ella. He has to take a shvua to contradict the aid, but he can't make the shvua to contradict the aid because he admits to what the aid says. Therefore, mechay shvua v'ein yochel v'shav mishalim kach near shita zol v'einai v'shuv v'tzati came v'perish me'achanal v'yesh l'shonos acherim v'ein behem mamash. Okay, so that's what the case. That would be the similar case to Nasan Rabbi. Okay, turn now to Amud Beis. Sorry. Our case is not, so I think based on what Abai is saying, in our case, again, the case was, I said, I'm on the land, you claim, what am I doing in your land? I say, I bought it from you, and I sat here for 3 years, and I have a witness that I sat here for 3 years. Right? That I was here for 3 years. So I have to give you back the karka, because I don't have witnesses that the karka is mine. But the issue, I'm just going to walk it through. But now the issue is the payros. Do I owe you the money for the payros? I think the answer is no, because it's not like Nasa the Rabbi Abba. There's no shvua here. Right? There's no. You can't claim that I ate the peros be'isser because you don't have two witnesses that I ate it. The aid is it. There's nothing to make me chayav to make the peros, to give the peros. I think that's what Rabbi Nachman says. I don't know. I think that's the answer. I think the maskana Abaye says that our case that we brought down was not like Masa the Rabbi Abba, so therefore there's no, you're not being Mishalim. Okay, next case. Now the Gemara is talking about the Arba, the ship. So Ha'u Arba, Abu Mitzu Allah Beitre. You have this ship that two people are fighting over it, okay? Hai Amr Didihi, I say it's mine. But Hai Amr Didihi, and you say it's yours? So Asa Chad Minayr LeBeidina. So one of us comes to Beis Din. The halacha is by the Arba, and Tosfos talks about this in the beginning of the Tosfos Achokum of Matzia, and Tosfos here also. The din is Kol De'el Mgvar. Whoever is more powerful grabs it. Machlokas means more powerful actually in strength, or more powerful in Rias. Beis Din, as a machlokas what this means, does Beis Din just sit, either Beis Din says we can't answer the answer, so you guys deal with it, or does Beis Din make a formal psak called El Mgvar? Not the meaning is like that also, we'll see in our sugya as well. But the din is called El Mgvar. We don't say Yachloku. Right? Tosos asks, why is it not Yachloku? By Shlaim Oaksen we say Yachloku, because both are grabbing on it, so it looks like the chalukah can be emes. Here the chalukah can't be emes. Who owns the boat? So one of us comes to Beis Din with the following suggestion. I have witnesses somewhere else. I'm going to bring them. You, Beis Din, impound the ship, and you hold it in Beis Din's escrow, until I come back with my witnesses. Rashbam says, the reason why I want Beis Din to hold on to it, not because I'm afraid that this guy's going to grab it and take possession of it. He can't do that now. Everyone knows that there's a deal, something going on here. But afraid he's going to sell it to somebody else, and then this other guy's going to walk away with it. So until that, but I need to go get my witnesses. I need to build my case. In the meantime, you, Beis Din, hold on to it. So the Gemara says, Tavsina lo Tavsina. Does Beis Din grab this ship or not grab the ship? What's the suffix? You look at the Rashbam. Tafsinon or lo tafsinon. It's, you got it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like 6, 7 lines before Tosfos Ha'u Arba. You got it? Marsh, you got it? Yeah. Right, so tafsinon lo tafsinon. Mi lema the tafsila Beis Din, the ha, right, the ha, right, mi lema the tafsila Beis Din, the ha ilo mishkat sahadre hadrinon, and so that if he doesn't find the witnesses in the end, we would just put it back to where it is. Umakina lo akademi kara, the lo hipsi balasvina. Bitfisa's based in clone. And the Balasmin, the real owner, doesn't lose anything. Because in the meantime, basically just impounds it for a little bit, and they'll punt it away if the guy doesn't come back with witnesses. O Dilma lo tavsinon. Or do we say that they don't grab it? The Dilma lo mishkach sahade. Maybe he's not going to find witnesses. The lo hadrin and mafkinon like the kaman. There's going to be another machlokas on. Basically, the Rashbam is tying the two machlokas that we can see in the Gemara. The Rashbam is, the next machlokas is whether or not, if Beis Din is Tofesit, do they let it go afterwards? So if you say that Beis Din cannot let it go afterwards, once they impound it, they can't let it go, whatever the reason is, then you would say they can't grab it. Because if they grab it, the guy doesn't come with witnesses, and then they can't let it out, then it's the real guy's stuck.
Why not? They make a psak.
What's the psak?
Whatever the psak.
They don't have a psak. Zeh mishlihu, zeh shem mishlihu. They made a psak of Kol De'el Mgvar. Whoever's the strongest should go grab it. Let's just finish. Let's read the Gemara first, and then we'll talk about it. Okay. So Rav Huna Amar Tavsinon. Rav Huna says the Beis Din can grab it. Rav Yehuda Amar Lo Tavsinon. Right. Azo Belo Ashkel Sahade. Let's say he went and he never doesn't come back with his witnesses. Right. Amar Luhu Afkua. Do we tell Beis Din to spit it out? They called the Elengvar, and now it's back to called the Elengvar. Umakinon. Sorry. Oh, so Amar Luhu. The guy says to him, Apkua, bring out the other guy says, let it out, and let it be called the Elengvar again. Alright, so do we say Mapkinon that they do it, or Lo Mapkinon, or we don't let it out? So let's just figure out what's going on. According to Rashbam, the two machlokos are tied together. First issue, do we say that Beis Din can grab it? If Beis Din grabs it, and you hold that once Beis Din grabs it, they're not allowed to let go of it. So if the guy doesn't come back with witnesses, you've now completely eviscerated the original Kol De'el Mgvar. Kol De'el Mgvar means it's left in the public domain for them to squabble over and fight over, and a stronger guy gets it. But I say, I'm going to go get my witnesses. It's really going to just mess you up. I don't have witnesses. So all I'm doing is I'm saying to get witnesses. Beis Din's going to grab the boat. Now you can't have it either, because Beis Din is not allowed to let it out of escrow. What do you mean temporary time? Beis Din is not allowed to let it out of escrow. Period. Beis Din has to hold on to it until someone brings actual proof. So you're now getting rid of the eviscerating the original psak of Kol De'el Mgvar. Not that I'm aware of. Read the Rashbam. What?
But if you say that Beis Din can get rid of it, then what's the harm? We'll grab it now. You look for your witnesses. If you bring witnesses, fine, you win. If you don't bring witnesses, we'll split it back out to call down the Gvar. That's the Rashbam. Other Rishonim argue, well, this was the Rashbam. That's what the Rashbam. He ties the two machlokos together. So let's look at the Rashbams again. The first one is Tapsihu. Do we grab it? Tapsinu lo tapsinun. We read that one already. Let's read it again. Mi leim de tapsi la beis din dehoi ilo mishkachas hadir adrina mafkina lei. If he doesn't find witnesses, we get rid of it. Kidim yikara. The lo hipsi balasin tisa beis din klum. And there's no loss by beis din grabbing it. O dilma lo tapsinun. We don't grab it. The dilma lo mishkach sahade. Maybe I'm not going to go back and bring witnesses. Below hadrinan umafkina lo kidu kaman. And then beis din stuck because they can't get it out of their escrow. And the other guy, who could very well be the owner and would grab the ship in the din of Kol Dein L'Gvar, is now going to lose out because he has no opportunity to get the ship because it's stuck. It's stuck in Beis Din.
Because we say maybe he would have been stronger and he would have taken it.
That's what he says. He says that both machlokos are tied to each other.
Tosafot says no. And Rabbi Yonah also argues that both machlokos can't be tied to each other because
it's not the same two Amorayim arguing.
The first machlokos is Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, and the second machlokos is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Papa.
So Rabbi Yehuda could be tied, but then you have Rabbi Papa and Rabbi Huna, so Tosafot doesn't like it. I don't know why that's such a big shayla. You can just say they're arguing with the same svara.
That's what the Rashbam says. Okay, so let's finish the Rashbam. Rashbam says Rabbi Huna Amar Tafsinon. Rav Huna svilek Rav Papa above the Amr Rav Kinon. He says we do grab it because he's going to hold like Rav Papa, who says that you can spit it out, you can get rid of it. Rav Yehuda Amr lo tavsinon. He says that Beis Din does not grab it. Mishum de svilei lo mavkinon kizameh.
He holds that you can't get it out of the escrow.
The hilkach lo tavsinon. Therefore, we're not going to grab it. The shema zeh ain lo edim v'shakran hu.
Maybe I'm just a liar. I don't really have edim.
Umikol v'kol rotsu lahavshin es chaver.
And all I want to do is mess up my friend that he doesn't get the boat. Right, if I can't have it, he can't have it.
Like the famous story of Erasmus always says about the
rich guy in Brisk. So he comes to he's a big shoker. So he came to Maral Diskin. Right, he came to him and said, is this animal kosher or treif? And Maral, it's treif. The guy says, okay, fine, treif. The Rebbe passed me treif. I'll lose the money. It's fine. Then he comes the next day and he has a squabble with somebody else for like over a minuscule amount of money, and he lost in Beis Din. And he goes crazy and starts cursing and screaming. So, Shulei Diskin, the Rav Chaim, I understand, yesterday I made him lose thousands of dollars on the cow. Now he lost $100 to this guy and he's going crazy. He says, yeah, because this today somebody else won. So that's over here. That's the whole point, same thing over here. As long as the other guy doesn't have it, he's happy. As long as the other guy doesn't have it, he would be happy. Okay, so Amrle Apkua.
So Amalei Avku, he says, you get Kol Nisrami Muslims, you Amish Amish Nein Lebeis Nel Tavs Dibrei Kol, Bechol Deil Magvar, spit it out, and then you have Kol Deil Magvar of Arayos or Koach, like Rav Nachman Paskin. Or do we say, but Rav Yehuda says, Lo Mavkinan, Demi Acher Sheba Mamon Yisrael Biad Beis Din, once Mamon Yisrael comes into the hands of Beis Din, this may be what you were worried about, Mati, right? Einan Rishoyin Lavkiron,
Beis Din is now not allowed to make them Hefker anymore. We've entrusted money to Beis Din, they can't step away from it and make it Hefker. Rather, just stays in here in perpetuity, I guess, until someone brings rayas
to who it belongs to. The Hilchasa, and what's the halacha? Lo tafsinan. Beis Din should not grab it, but hecha the tafas, and if they did go ahead and grab it, lo makinan. Basically, passing like the Yehuda.
They can't get rid of it.
So in this situation, we tell the guy, you have witnesses, we're not going to grab it, you should go bring your witnesses, you know, you have to worry about it, maybe hire somebody to watch the ship in the meantime.
Go bring your witnesses. We're not going to grab it because if we do grab it and you don't come back, we're not going to be able to put it back into the situation of Kol Dein L'Gvar, and the other guy will lose out.
Okay, I think it's two dots. Right, we get to the end? Yeah, so we'll stop here. And so what's the story? So tomorrow night, probably the same time, Menachem is going to give Lamed Hay.
That will be Friday's daf. Shabbos we'll do on Shabbos, and Sunday we'll do on Sunday. And Yom Kippur we'll do after Kol Nidre.
Fine. Okay.
Have a good night.